Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're digging into Azure Web Jobs with Pranav. So we saw that we can upload scripts, batch files, dot command, soon PowerShell, any executable.
Right.
Put them in a folder, and they run.
Yes.
But a while back, there was a code name simple batch concept that lets you kind of do model binding in the cloud. It was a little bit interesting. And that's become Web Jobs SDK.
That's correct. So what Scott's talking about is, like, you know, I can write simple hello world kind of jobs and sort of push it. But a lot of times I want to do something more meaningful, like I'm going to read from blobs, I'm going to read from write to queues, or like write to storage as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of ceremony that we try to do around, like, how do I read and write from blobs and stuff. So this SDK is all about making it easier to talk to storage.
Right, like you could go and write an executable and use the Azure SDK and write to storage and read from storage, the kind of the regular
right.
way.
In the regular way.
Yeah.
But what the Jobs SDK brings is it adds triggers to it. So, hey, like I wrote a new blob, so this function gets triggered and I can do something meaningful, like process an image or something like that. So that's where the SDK comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have in this application is, this is using the Jobs SDK. And I've installed the Jobs SDK by a NuGet package. So mm-hmm. we have a NuGet package called microsoft.windowsazure.jobs. And you know, I bring in this NuGet package. It brings in the dependent libraries, and it gets added as a reference. And to get started with the Jobs SDK, I basically new up a host in my main function of my console exe.
Mm-hmm.
And I call run and block. So this is an example of, I would put like a while true loop, and this is job which is going to run always. And so as soon as a new message comes in, this function is going to get triggered. And this job has just one function, hello world. It's kind of introducing you what this SDK is about.
Mm-hmm.
And you would notice that it has two parameters, is a blob input and a blob output. So what this function will do is it'll read from a blob called Azure Friday input and write to a blob container called Azure Friday Output.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to bind the contents of this blob to a text reader so you can read the contents of the blob itself.
Okay. And this is using a kind of an interesting syntax that not everyone's familiar with. If you're not familiar with MVC,
right.
you don't see a lot of attributes being applied to parameters within functions. So there's a lot going on there, I think, for some C-sharp people.
Yes.
But you're basically saying that the contents of this text reader are fed by
this attribute that you uh-huh. annotate your parameter with.
So when something gets dropped into this folder, it's it has a name.
Right.
Any blob is going to just show up here.
Exactly.
So if I have 100 things, it's going to get called 100 times.
Yes. For each entry in that blob container.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my connection strings set up in appconfig, which point to my storage account. So I'm going to try to simulate something to execute this function. I'm going to go to my blob, and I have my blob container called Azure Friday Input. I'm using this tool called Azure Storage Explorer so I can upload files to a blob itself, and I can send message on the queue. So this file has a hello world.txt input. And so as soon as I run this job, the SDK is going to figure out that, okay, this is the hello world function. It's listening on a blob container called Azure Friday input, and it's going to scan all the blobs that are there. And for each blob, this function is going to get executed.
I see. And because you used that host
yes.
part of the Jobs SDK, that's where that output's happening. I don't
yes.
have to write console.writeline
exactly.
or any test code or anything.
Nothing
like that.
To do, nothing around that. And so I can quickly go back to my Storage Explorer, check my output container.
Oh, and there it is.
And there is the hello world.txt file, which we just read from the input container.
Ah, okay. And this has been great for me as I've been exploring the Web Jobs SDK, because if I have an image, for example, on my blog, like a PNG or a JPEG, I'm going to want to make sure I extra squish it.
Yes.
So I'll upload it, it gets recognized, then I squish it, and
right.
then put the output
yes.
in a squished location, yeah. and then maybe feed that into the CDN or whatever.
Exactly. And the best part about it is, like, you know, going back to the whole idea that we've always been good at writing sort of console applications and do this squish it kind of scenarios, but
mm-hmm.
we've always struggled on how do we talk to storage and how do I persist it. So I think this SDK helps that set of developers who want to move their code to Azure but are kind of stuck because they only know how to do the squishing part of the application and not the Azure storage specifics.
Right, right. You know how to write console apps. You know how to test console apps. You see them working well,
yes,
whether they do resizing or squishing or OCR or converting things to PDFs or whatever kind of batch work you do.
Exactly.
But it's the then do it N times.
Yes.
In the cloud
in
that
the cloud.
Gets interesting.
That's where it gets interesting. Right. So I'm going to sort of go back and I have the same code running in Azure websites itself.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a site which is going to listen for any new blobs that come inside the container. So I'm going to start this job itself. So this is the first time when the job gets started. I think that the site is sort of warming up. It's going to start the job. And eventually, I'm going to refresh the portal. And I'll see that the job is still running.
Mm-hmm. Now, for job management that is at the process level, we saw that we had, in previous videos, each job kind of showed up. Each job has a folder.
Yes.
And the processes live in those folders. And those show up here, and you can start them and stop them.
Exactly.
But then there's this logs thing over here that is a kind of a fancy URL.
Yes. And so since you're using the SDK, the URL of this log is slightly different from what you were seeing earlier. It sort of points you to this link called Azure Jobs, which is sort of the dashboard that we see for all these jobs that are running.
Mm-hmm.
And this gives you a sort of final level granularity on what functions are executing or what is the state of the function, what are the parameters of the function, or if a function failed, like why did the function fail, how long is it running for. And it gets very interesting if you have scenarios like CSV readers where you're reading like 10,000 lines of rows, and it's probably going to take like 5 hours for you to finish that job. So that's where the dashboard sort of becomes very interesting.
Right, and you'll look at the URL there, and if you're familiar or you watched maybe the Azure Friday with David Ebo where we showed the debug console, that lived at the end. So you visited your website.
Right.
And rather than your website.azure websites, it's your website.scm, and you'll find there's Azure Jobs, there's debug console, there's the Visual Studio Online stuff.
Which is Monaco.
It's these parallel websites that are helper websites for your website.
Exactly.
And Azure Jobs is one of those.
Exactly.
So there's Hello World right there.
So there's Hello World. Like if I drill into it, you can basically see what the function signature looks like, when was the last execution time. And I can even click this Hello World input, and I'll see the contents of the blob itself.
Go back there and hit toggle output. So that's your console.writeLines.
That's your console.writeLines. So any sort of logging which I had to do in my application, if I were to do any sort of console.writeLines, we would pump the output and show you the output of your console.writeLines over here. And it shows you how many bytes have you read, what's the total time that you spent in running this job. So some final level details which are interesting.
Yeah, the bytes being read and written were really cool because when I was writing the compressor to show the image, I see that the 100K image went in, and then I didn't even have to look at the log output because then it wrote out, 75K, and I was like, oh, good.
Yes.
It worked because the number's smaller.
Exactly.
Very cool. Well, we're learning all sorts of great stuff here about Azure Web Jobs on Azure Friday.